You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Sean Bergen, the co-founder and president at AP Telecom. AP Telecom is a leading telecom and fiber consulting company specializing in emerging markets. With AP Telecom's deep experience across the submarine cable and fiber industry, they help clients achieve intelligent, sustainable growth. Among the company's core offerings, submarine cable sales and due diligence telecom consulting. Mr. Bergen, thanks for coming to us today from Cambodia and welcome.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having us on your show.
And you're more than welcome and great to have you out this morning. So I know we spoke a couple years ago, but tell us, how has this year been so far for AP Telecom?
Look, Eric, it's been pretty busy. I mean, we've got projects going on all over the world at the moment. So in this last 6 months, we've had a system go live between Thailand, Malaysia, Cambodia. We've had another submarine cable go live between Indonesia, Philippines, Guam, Hawaii, America, and another one go live between Florida and Brazil. So it's been incredibly hectic, but it's wonderful stuff, and it's just testament to the fact that there's still a lot of investment being made in the submarine cable industry around the world.
And Sean, what's the focus of AP Telecom as we enter the back end of 2017 and head into 2018? Hard to believe we are even speaking that kind of language today.
Well, you can almost hear the Christmas carols in the supermarkets. It's not far away, my friend. But look, ironically, we're not looking towards the back end of 2017 at this stage in 2018. I think the focus for us is actually looking forward a bit further than that to 2020. So from our perspective, as a business, we tend to plan a little bit further ahead than the next 6 months or the next 12 months. We kind of know where our revenue is coming from and where the opportunities lie over the next 2 years, and we sort of try and plan about 2 years in advance. But that being said, the back end of this year is looking quite positive, and we're looking towards Asia more and more and more than we are compared to other parts of the world, because they're finding that's where the engine of growth is at the moment, particularly in the telecom sector.
Quite interesting. And also, I understand AP Telecom specializes in emerging markets. We've mentioned that earlier. Anything in particular to watch for and why?
Yeah, absolutely. At the moment, we're finding that Africa is a hot spot. A lot of folks down there, clearly. And Africa and South America tend to be the two markets that are currently underserviced by our industry, being the submarine cable industry, but also by the mobile industry. So we're seeing that there's a lot of growth coming from those emerging markets, particularly in Africa and South America, predominantly Brazil. So our focus is largely been on Latam, Brazil and Africa, and obviously Southeast Asia being a primary market for us also. We find that those three markets tend to be the key drivers for growth, the engine for growth, for the rest of the world largely also.
And just hearing you say that, it certainly shows you it is a small, small world. Today we are joined by Mr. Sean Bergen, the co-founder and president of AP Telecom, a leading telecom and fiber consulting company specializing in emerging markets, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Sean, are there any significant changes, shifts, anything like that going on in the market that we need to look out for?
Oh, without a doubt. In our industry, it's quite interesting because historically, over the last 30 or 40 years, the carriers, you know, the AT&Ts, the British Telecoms of this world, have been the predominant players in delivering the internet for folks. But what we're seeing now is a massive shift towards the content players. So as a business, what's interesting, you know, for entrepreneurs out there to know is a shifting client base. And we've had to adapt massively over the last 7 years since we've been in business in terms of addressing a carrier market, which is predominantly our client base, 100% of our client base, to now representing less than maybe 30% of our client base. So in the last few years, that shift has moved towards the content providers, such as, you know, Microsoft, Google, Akamai, all of these guys, instead of the carriers, because the content providers are all about delivering content and having content delivered as close as possible to the eyeballs that they're serving. So they're taking more control. So this shift has been an interesting challenge for us as a company in terms of shifting marketplace and the shifting client base. So we've had to change our strategy slightly to address a completely different customer base than we had 4 or 5 years ago. So that's pretty much been the biggest change we've seen in our business over the last year or so, I'd suggest. But in terms of those shifts, beyond that, we've seen a massive shift of Chinese content looking towards Africa and South America, and just looking at the way content's changing globally. So once upon a time, the world was focused on getting content out of the US. Now it's much more localized. So we've had to adapt our business to accommodate for a much more localized market rather than a single point of content access being the US.
I also noted that from your website that CSR is important to AP Telecom. If you could get into why that is and what are you currently doing to achieve CSR objectives?
Yeah, look, CSR plays an important part in what we do as a company. AP Telecom's always been big on giving back. We do very well out of the industry, and we'd like to give back a little bit. And we do certain things such as Habitat for Humanity, but more importantly, beyond simplistic donations, we've been heavily involved in the Pacific Telecommunications Council, which is the predominant council for our industry within Asia. I sit on the advisory council of that organisation, and this year our focus has been on giving back through giving information and sharing knowledge and helping folks build relationships within the industry. So this year, for example, we have an academy where we're hoping to get young executives in the telecoms industry throughout Asia together in Bangkok in September. And we've called on a few of our friends from within the industry, the data center space, the telecom space, to actually run a workshop and educate up and coming executives on what's happening in the industry, how to work within the industry, and also develop relationships and contacts from their peers. So our objective this year is to help our friends within the industry rather than just those that genuinely need help, such as folks who we support through Habitat for Humanity, Friends International, and a couple of other charities we support. We're also trying to give back directly to the industry that's actually helped us build our business. So it's our little way of giving back. And I think that there's a lot of merit in doing so. It's actually personally very rewarding to help people, and we get a bit of a buzz out of it. So it's a core part of what we do. The whole reason, one of the reasons we started this business was to have fun, and we find that giving back is fun.
Well, Sean, certainly have enjoyed the report, and continued success to you and the company. In conclusion, any tips, general insights, or closing thoughts that you'd like to share at this time?
Yeah, sure. I think it's important to not forget where your revenue is generated from, and it's very important to foster a bilateral relationship in that context, in as much as if you're generating revenue from an industry, It's very important to give back to that industry. And that cannot be underestimated. There is a lot of personal gratification in doing so. There's massive financial rewards in doing so also. So my key message to folks would be not forget where the money's coming from and give back as much as you possibly can.
Certainly appreciate those closing words. Thanks so much. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on AP Telecom?
Well, we've got our website at aptelecom.com. We also have our Twitter account, which can be followed. And we also have a Facebook account, which we actively update on a daily basis. So look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and also our website.
Outstanding. Again, Sean, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. Nice to speak to you.
And certainly has been my pleasure. We've been speaking with Sean Bergen, the co-founder and president at AP Telecom, a leading telecom and fiber consulting company specializing in emerging markets. And for all the details, visit aptelecom.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app to come soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.